Widely recognized as a key figure in North American music, Mario Bauza, pioneer of fusion linking Afro-Cuban and American jazz in the 1940s, collaborated with some of the genre's most seminal musical giants. Born in Cuba in 1911 and trained as a Eurocentric classical musician, Mario Bauza held a chair as a very young and talented clarinetist in the Havana Philharmonic Orchestra by the age of 9. Not long after that 3-year stint, Bauza traveled to New York in 1925 to record with a small-sized charanga band. He had just turned 14. Both as a trumpeter and a composer, Bauza credited with having introduced North America to Cuban genres, mambo, cha-cha-cha, and rumba, is also recognized as being the first composer to explore what is known as modal harmony, a musical framework that tends to be more exploratory and intentionally ambiguous. While Cuban bands had already been known for their popular jazz tunes, Bauza's single big band composition, Tanga, was the first chart to blend jazz with the use of the dominant rhythmic pattern authored by the Cuban percussive instrument, the clave. By many accounts, Bauza's Tanga is considered the first verifiable Afro-Cuban jazz or Latin jazz composition. In 1933, Bauza was hired on as lead trumpeter and musical director for Chick Webb's famed orchestra. In this setting, he met fellow trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, an emerging celebrant of Cuba's imprint on the musical landscape of the U.S. Bauza's career also intersected with other jazz greats like Cab Calloway, Dexter Gordon, Charlie Parker, and Machito. As a band leader, Bauza fronted one of the most advanced Latin jazz ensembles, still recognized today because of charts like Tanga. Mario Bauza was a living legend who helped to introduce big band Latin music to North America and the world. He did so by ushering in Cuban musical styles to stages and clubs connected to New York City's jazz scene. Long before his passing in 1993, Mario Bauza had established himself as a world-class jazz artist. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and afar.